哈利路亚，诸位弟兄姊妹大家平安。
哈利路亚， May the peace be with all your brothers and sisters。
感谢主耶稣的安排跟带领。
Thanks to the guidance of the Lord Jesus Christ。
让小弟有这个难得的机会，来到美国教会，来跟诸位一起来学习圣经的真理。
I have this precious opportunity to come to the United States to share the biblical teachings with all of you。
那么本来这一次的灵修会跟讲习会呢，我们是安排谢顺道长老要来主持的。
Originally, Elder 顺道谢 was scheduled to conduct this cultivation and seminar。
但是现在却来了一位年轻的没有什么经验的这个小小的传道。
However, I replace him。
那么也许呢，我们各位啊，在这个期待上呢，可能有一点落差。
Maybe you are disappointed since I am a cold, inexperienced, uncold。
不过呢，各位接纳小弟也愿意啊，尽自己的本分来工作。
It is my duty, it is my job to share with you the biblical teachings, and I'm obliged to do so.
如果说我们在各项的这个聚会上呢，我们在学习上如果有缺欠的地方啊，我们就求主耶稣来帮我们补满好了。
May the Lord give us the strength and the wisdom.
那么今天早上啊，是我们的安息日圣日的聚会。
This morning is our Sabbath service。
我想我们既然是在这个地方啊第一次见面，我们应当要彼此来分享主的恩典呢才是的。
Since this is the first time I meet with all of you, perhaps this is a good opportunity to share with you the grace and the mercy that we received。
所以啊，小弟也愿意在这个地方将神在我家里所彰显的大大的恩典呢，在这个地方来为他做见证。
Therefore, I would like to share with you, testify to you, the great mercy my family received from the Lord.
我们请看诗篇一百一十六篇。
Let's refer to the scroll of Psalm 116.
诗篇一百一十六篇。
Psalm 116.
十二节到十四节
，verse 12 to 14，
诗篇一百一十六篇十二节
，Psalm 116:12。
我拿什么来报答主向我所赐的一切厚恩？我要举起救恩的杯，称扬神的名。十四节
，14。
我要在他众民面前向耶和华来还我的愿。这个地方呢，提到。每一个人当都要来向神来称谢。
Everyone should give thanks to the Lord.
应当要来报答主所赐给我们的一切的恩典。
In order to repay the grace and the blessings we receive from Him.
在四十二年前呢，我的家里呢，多增添了一位男孩子。
About 42 years ago, in my family, a new baby boy was born.
那个时候呢，我们家还是在台湾这个传统的民间信仰里面。
My family was still believers in the Chinese or the Taiwanese traditional religion.
那么以我们中国人的家庭来看呢，这个家庭添丁的话呢，这是一件可喜可贺的事情。
In a Chinese family, the begotten of a boy is very joyous.
因为男丁啊增添的话呢，就代表这个家庭会兴旺。
It means that this family will prosper in the future.
可是呢，我们的家庭呢，并没有因为这个男孩子的来临呢，有很多的这个喜乐。
Unfortunately, this new baby boy didn't bring any joy to this family.
因为呢，我妈妈生了我这个弟弟的时候呢，她在坐月子的时候啊，就染患了一种病。
And after my infant brother was born, my mother suffered from a kind of illness.
在我们台湾话就是这个未来轰啊，就是在这是在医学上的一个名字，叫做产褥热。
And medically, it is called puerperal fever.
那么他患了这种病之后呢，他身体就一直很虚弱。
And after she suffered from this kind of complaints, her body was very asthenic, was very, very weak.
那么她起先呢，只是感觉到好像是受了风寒了，感冒。
In the beginning, she thought that she just have a common cold or flu.
那么找了医生啊，把她当成是感冒来治疗，都不能好起来。
The physician diagnosed and treated her as a very common cold, but she was not recovered.
那么在我们台湾人的他的观念里面呢，这个生产啊，就好像是经历一场这个生死的这个征战一样。
In the Chinese or the Taiwanese tradition, the entire maternity is like going through life and death.
因此在坐月子的时候啊，她需要啊得到比较多的这个照顾啊跟调养。
So during the first month after the baby was born, the mother has to be well taken care.
但是呢，不但没有得到比较好的照顾跟调养，反而是她患了这种产褥热这个病。
Unfortunately, my mother suffered from this kind of sickness.
但是她的身体一直虚弱。
And her body, her physical health was weakening.
她的吃了很多东西也不能消化。
And the food that she ate could not be digested.
因为她的胃肠本来就不是很健壮。
Since she doesn't have a very strong stomach.
那么她需要得到比较多的补充养分，可是呢，并没有这样，而且又染患了病。
And the nutrition that she took could not, and all the nutrition could not be absorbed, and she was also very ill.
那又加上啊，这个肠胃啊，吃了很多东西不能都消化。
And due to the indigestion of her body,
所以啊，她的身体就产生了很多的并发症。
And there's a lot of other, you know, side effect.
那么找了很多的医生，甚至呢也到了庙宇啊去求神问佛。
She found a lot of doctors, even asking, seeking the help from the idols in the temple.
也都没有好转。
Still, no one could cure her.
那么不管是中医还是西医。
It doesn't matter whether she try any Chinese herbal doctor or look for the Occidental physician.
或者是说，不管是在乡村的庙或是都市的庙。
Whether she go to any Joe's house in the suburban area or in the city area.
大概在我们所住的那个区域呢，都找遍了。
And even in our community, she went through almost all the help from the idols.
那么医生啊，他后来就发现说，这是一种怪病。
And finally, the physician diagnosed that it was kind of a strange disease.
那既然没办法来诊断出是什么样的病症，当然就无法对症下药了。
And of course, if the physician couldn't make the right diagnosis, it was an incurable disease.
甚至呢，到了庙宇去啊，求了很多的那种香灰啊。他的那个台湾话说罗丹的香灰拿回来之后调水喝下去也是没有好。
Even she went to collect the incense ashes, thinking that it was a medicine and mixed with water, still she couldn't be cured.
那我妈妈她有一位大伯父呢，她是在当那个鸡童啊。
That was an uncle served as a hat.
他从乡下呢，就请了一尊神明啊，神像啊，到我家里来。
And the uncle took an idol to come to our house.
然后呢，就开始做法了。
And he started to perform the witchcraft.
这是要来医治我妈妈的病啊。
And trying to use sorcery to heal my mother.
但是我们知道说，其实那是一个木头所雕刻的一个木像。
Well, an idol was a wooden carved image.
表面上看起来是一尊木像。
Apparently, it was an idol.
但是如果有魔鬼的灵进到这当中的时候，他会行出很多的奇事的。
And if this idol was possessed by the evil spirit, it can also perform a lot of miracles.
因为他若是能醒呢，就是要迷惑很多的人呢。
In order to try to confuse, the people.
那么这一次呢，我这个妈妈的大伯父呢，他这样做法之后呢，要医治我妈妈的病啊，却没有效果。
Even the uncle tried to use the witchcraft or the evil spirit to kill my mother. Still, it brought no effect.
那这个医生啊，就束手无措啊，那他就没有办法来医治了。
The doctor couldn't cure her.
那我父亲他那个时候呢，他是做一个小生意啊，每天赚的钱也不是很多。
My father had a very small business, just enough to feed the family.
所以没有办法应付这么大的这个开销啊，医药费的开销。
And he couldn't afford for such a big medical expenditure.
所以他必须要到处啊去向这个亲戚朋友来借钱。
And he had to borrow money to secure a loan from the relatives or friends.
那可想而知啊，当时整个家庭都陷入绝境。
And the entire family was hopeless.
因为家里有一个这个女主人呐、啊，妈妈生病了，生重病，没办法医治好。
And the mistress of this family was so ill and couldn't be healed.
并且呢，又欠了很多的这个债务。
And they owed a lot. And the family owed a lot of money.
那亲戚朋友到我家里来探望我的母亲。
When the friends or relatives came to visit my mother.
都是摇头叹气
they sighed and shook their head
意思说是说啊已经没有希望了
and she was hopeless and it was terminal
那么他们就像我的父亲这样说
and they advised my father
要把你的太太啊准备啊办后事要把她搬到那个大厅啊客厅要把她准备搬到客厅去了
And they advised my father try to place my mother in the sitting room, waiting for her death, preparing for her death.
这是台湾人一种习俗，就是一个人他快要过世的时候啊，要把他搬到客厅去。
This is also a traditional Taiwanese belief that when the person was dying, he or she should be moved to the sitting room.
这个意思是
the main hall.
意思是说我妈妈的病已经非常严重
It means that my mother was seriously ill
那我父亲呢、啊、他还是没有放弃的
But my father didn't give up
他还是到处去啊要寻访啊看看能不能有一些奇特的药方啊来治疗
He was keep on looking for any kind of a prescription which could cure my mother
那后来他就问到一位老人家
Finally, he consulted an elderly person.
在他的感觉里头，好像是遇到一位贵人来相助了。
He thought that he met a very special person that could help him.
那这个老人呢，他就跟我父亲说哈，你太太这个病要治好啊，其实很简单。
你说这是男的是？And this old man told my father that it's very easy to cure your wife.
那么我跟你这个报给你一个这个祖传的秘方啊，你从来没有听过的。
And I give you a ancient secret.
就是要去吃那个猫的大便。
Oh, and she had to eat the cat stool.
那么各位一定都没有听过嘛，哈
？You probably never heard about this.
因为这是祖传的秘方啊，所以你没法听过。
Description, because this is a Chinese ancient secret.
那如果是我们的话，我们想不想要试试看
？Well, if this happened on you and I, would you dare to give a try, to give a shot?
这是一个非常矛盾的问题。
Oh, this is a very, very contradictory question.
走投无路已经没办法。
But when a person was hopeless,
那么现在跟你
and also very desperate.
那现在给你一个组成的秘方
and I give you a prescription.
也不是很困难的
it's not very easy to get it.
只要把鼻子啊给捏住啊，三秒钟就吞下去了。
You just try to stop breathing and swallow it.
啊，并且呢不用花钱
and you didn't even have to spend a penny.
那对一个已经没有钱可以花，而且是在台高主的一个人呐、啊，他能够寻求到一个这个方法，算是一个最好的方法了。
Well, to a person who is in such a desperate and hopeless situation, perhaps this is the only way.
那我父亲呢、啊，就真的要试试看了。
Well, then my father wanted to give a try.
哦，他就真的去抓了一只猫过来。
And he did find a cat.
那我们当然知道，那个猫不是静静就在那个地方给它抓嘛，那一定是费了一番的功夫啊，才把它抓到的。
Of course, you know, it went through a lot of struggles and fighting with the cat.
把它放在那个桶子里面
，and put it in a bucket.
那么希望隔天早上啊，能够有所收成。
And he will probably will get the stew in the morning.
但是呢，这个感谢主
，thank the Lord.
我父亲隔天早上去找的时候啊。这个桶子里面空空的，一无所有。猫也跑掉，它也没留下什么东西。
It was, but he found out the bucket was empty, and the cat was not even in there.
那这个事后啊，想一想也是主的恩典啊。
And later on, when we recollected, this incident, it was actually the will of the Lord.
啊，因为我妈妈她的那个胃肠啊，她已经吃了很多药了，很多药。
Since my mother had taken a lot of medicine,
所以她的那个胃已经变成一个药橱子了。
Her stomach became a storage of medicine.
然后又吃了很多的那个香灰，还有那个符纸所烧成的那个灰烬啊，吃下去，那个他们肚子又变成了垃圾桶了。
And she also drank a lot of ashes mixed, liquid. So her stomach also turned to a garbage can.
那如果在把这个东西啊，猫的大便都吃下去的时候，那它的胃岂不是变成马桶了吗
？And if she took the cat stool, and her stomach would become a bowel.
所以这是主耶稣的恩典。
Oh, this is indeed, the mercy of the Lord.
但同时也反映出来，一个人如果他没有真神可以依靠的话，他走投无路，他是何等的可怜呢？
It's so pitiful when a person has no God to rely on.
所以在我们的一生当中，如果没有神可以依靠
，So during our lifetime, if we do not trust in God,
那我们的人生是真的是灰色的，没有希望。
Is our life is so sober?
好，那么后来呢，我父亲呢就对我妈妈这样说。
Later on, my father told my mother.
他就找一些话来安慰我的妈妈。
And he used some words to comfort her.
他对我的母亲这么说。
He said,
如果说你的病好不了的话，那么也没有关系啊，反正我也不会再想要结婚了。
If your sickness still incurable and if you do pass away, don't worry about it. I will not marry again.
哦，这个太太听到的话一定会很高兴嘛。哦、
and of course, she'll be very happy to hear that.
啊，因为这个先生呢，对她呢表达这种爱情的忠贞跟专一啊，哇，她一定会得到很大的安慰。
And the husband makes such a solemn vow that showing his great love to her.
那么那个时候呢，我跟我的弟弟两个。
At the time, I and my brother.
我那个时候三岁，我的弟弟是一岁。
Now I was 3 years old, and my brother was 1 year old.
那如果说我母亲走的话呢，那我们怎么办呢
？And if we lost our mother, what would happen to us?
我父亲就说了。
And my father said,
要把我们兄弟两个人呢，就送到孤儿院啊，到那个地方长大。
And now we are going to the orphanage to grow up.
那么他要认真的去赚钱呐、啊，然后呢，要存很多钱来做我们以后这个教育的费用。
Oh, he's going to make money, to accumulate fund for education.
所以。他的病好不了的时候呢，他能够听到这些话，其实是很大的安慰。
Oh, it was a great comfort to my mother, when she was in such poor condition.
但是呢，他们两个人这样讲话完之后呢，就夫妻两个人就在那边一直哭泣。
And after my father makes such a statement, they both cried together.
往前走没有路。
It seemed that there was no way for them to continue.
往后退也没有路了。
And there's no other road, no other way to back up.
所以那个时候呢，唯一能够做的就是等候，等待一个结果出来。
What they can only do just waiting.
那当然，很自然的一个想法就是，这个家庭即将要失去一个女主人。
It has been very obvious that this family is going to lose the mistress.
哎，这是在41年前啊所发生的事情。
And this incident happens about 41 years ago.
那么我母亲呢，她曾经有一个念头。
My mother had a thought.
她的身体这么的虚弱。
When her body was in such a poor condition,
而且已经是离死亡大概只剩下几步路而已啊。
She is so close to her death.
那么她继续要受苦。
And still she had to continue to suffer.
当她还没有离开这个人世的时候呢，家里还会不断的借钱。
When she was still alive, this family keep on borrowing money.
又拖累了全家的人
，and she also gave a lot of inconvenience to the family.
所以从各方面来看呢、啊，她目前呢、啊、一个苟延残喘的一个存在啊，一个活着呢，其实是一件很痛苦的事情。
And to her living on this earth, even for a short period of time, is a suffering.
那如果说能够提早结束的话呢，那可以解决很多的问题。
If her life could be ended earlier.It will resolve a lot of problems.
那至少呢，可以停止那个痛苦。
At least, she would not have to suffer the pain anymore.
所以她用自己的方法要走短路啊。
She tried to use her way, kill herself to suicide.
她已经准备好了，用那个背孩子的那个布条巾呢、啊，要上吊。
And she tried to use some lace to strangle herself, to hang herself.
可是非常奇妙的。
But miraculously,
这个冥冥之中都有神的带领。
It was the guidance, the protection of the Lord in secret.
当我的母亲对我们这两个兄弟啊，那是一个晚上，对我们这在熟睡当中的这两个小这个兄弟呢，在看最后一眼的时候，结果他就不忍心了。他就打消这个寻短见的念头。
So that evening, when she was about to suicide, but just by looking at two of her children, she decided not to do it.
她说，她要立志勇敢的要忍耐的活下去才。
She then made the determination that she will survive.
不忍心这两个孩子没有妈妈。
And she dare not to see these two poor children without mother.
这是母亲的爱、啊。
This is the love of mother.
但是母亲的爱没有力量。
But love of mother has no strength.
她没有办法解决她的问题。
She still couldn't resolve her problem.
她没有办法留住她的生命。
There's no way she could sustain her life.
她的爱是毋庸置疑的。
There's no doubt about her love.
但是她的爱没有权柄，没有力量。
But her love is without authority and powerless.
连她自己的生命她就没有办法留住了。
She couldn't even sustain her life.
她怎么爱我们呢？
And how could she love us?
是相当有限的。
It's so limited.
那个时候我们全家真的是陷入了绝望当中。
And my entire family was hopeless.
但是呢，我们常常会讲一句话，说人的尽头啊，就是神的起头。
I always remember that it's the end of human way and this beginning of God's way.
那个时候我三岁。
At the time I was 3 years old.
我母亲就叫我到她的跟前来。
And one day, my mother asked me to come to her front.
她对我说
，She told me
到隔壁啊那个房东的家里呢，去她跟她借200块。
She asked me to go to the landlord who was also a neighbor to borrow $200.
那三岁的小孩子应该可以讲这些话。
A three-year-old child would be able to say something like that to make such a request.
各位想不到啊，这么小年纪三岁就会借钱了 三岁就会借钱，很聪明啊。
Oh, it's such a clever child that knew how to borrow money at 3 years old.
那如果我母亲不是这样的话，我大概也不会这样提早聪明吧。
if it's not because of my mother's condition, you know, I wouldn't be a smart child like that.
好了，大人不敢去啊，就叫小孩子去，推小孩子去。
She dare not to go to see the landlord, and yet she asks me, you know, to do.
啊，因为这个房租已经好几个月没给了。
We owe the rent for months.
啊，现在又要借钱。
And now we're going to borrow more money.
啊，所以就小孩子就叫小孩子去了。
So instead, they ask the child to borrow money.
这是人的尽头了。
It's false. This is the end of man's way.
在我的母亲，她心里这样打算。
My mother has such plan in her mind.
最后一次借钱。
This is the last time she went to borrow money.
然后呢，去找最好的医生。
And look for the best doctor.
把这些钱花尽。
And spend the last penny.
吃最好的药
And try to take the best medicine.
好就好，不好的话就算了，就等等死好了。
And this is since this is just the last chance.
所以它就是最后的一次尝试喽。
Oh, as I said, this is just the last chance.
没办法了，已经没办法了。
There's no other way.
啊，那么很奇妙，我去的时候啊，刚好碰到一个人了。
When I was on my way to the neighbor, I met someone.
房东他有一个妹妹，那一天也到他的家里去。
The landlord has a sister who was also visiting on that day.
那么房东的妹妹就是我们真耶稣教会的信徒。
And that the younger sister of the landlord is a member of our church.
平常他也常常去，我也常常到那个房东的家里去。
She always came to visit her brother, and I also went to the landlord's house.
但是不常碰面就对了。
We did not meet very often.
而且当我这次去表明要借钱的时候啊
，So when I was asking the money from the landlord,
这位真耶稣教会的信徒他就听了很讶异，说：“哎，小小孩子要借这么多钱呢、啊？”
And the young sister of the landlord was very curious about why such a young child knew how to borrow money.
所以一问起来就知道，说我妈妈她生重病了。
And she learned that my mother was seriously ill.
那么全家的状况，绝望的状况，她都清楚了。
And she also learned that we're in such a bad shape.
所以他马上有一个念头
，and she had a thought.
这样的人是需要神的福音的
，and this kind of family needs the gospel of God.
那谁要把福音传给他
？And who will spread the gospel to them?
他只有使命感，就是我。
And she felt that it is her obligation.
所以啊，他就拉着我的手说：“来，小朋友，带我到你家里去，我跟你妈妈做见证。”
She grabbed my hand, said, "Come, let's go to your house. I'm going to testify to your mother."
就是这样。人的尽头，神的起头。
So now this is the beginning of God's way.
非常的凑巧。
So it was so coincidental.
但是这个巧合在空间跟时间上的凑在一起，这是神的安排。
It was actually the arrangement of God in the right time.
那么他到我家里来跟我妈妈做见证。
So she came to our house and testified to my mother.
那么他第一个感觉就是说，信耶稣的人真好。
The first impression of my mother was, it's so good to be a Christian.
啊，因为我们素不相识的。
We didn't know each other.
哎，但是呢
，we were strangers to each other.
一听到我生重病呢，他就到我家里来探访，而且要报告啊，要把这个神的福音传给我。他都留下一个第一个好的印象。
Since we didn't know each other, and when she learned about my mother's sickness, she came immediately to testify the gospel to testify the gospel.
他主耶稣啊要救我们全家，所以他开我妈妈她的那个耳朵哦，她的心也打开了，哎，很清楚，听得很清楚。
The Lord Jesus wanted to save my mother, and He opened her ears.
那么那一天是星期五，
It was Friday.
就听了之后很受感动。
She was so touched.
立志说，那我一定要到教会。
And she made a determination that she wanted to go to church.
那么隔天安息日。
So the following day was Sabbath.
在那么久远的年代里头呢，台湾它比较流行的那个公共的交通工具呢，就是人力的三轮车，人力的运送客人这个三轮车。
Back in those days, it was only trishaw available.
所以他就叫了一部三轮车，就带我妈妈到教会来。
The sister called a trishaw and conveyed my mother to the church.
那么那个时候，大家看的。有一位陌生人过来啊， 很稀奇。
The members wonder why the stranger came to our church.
甚至有人这么说了啊，今天来了一位老阿婆来了。
And the people even thought that my mother was an elderly lady.
啊，其实那个时候我母亲她才二十多岁呢。
At that time, my mother was only in her twenties.
因为她整整已经病了一年的时间了。
She had been ill for almost a year.
所以她非常的憔悴啊，消瘦。
She was very weak and very skinny.
身体又很虚弱
and very asthenic.
是一个快要死掉的人呢。
She was actually a dying person.
啊，那么她包了一条布巾。
She was covered with a scarf.
啊，所以当然看起来就很像一个老人一样。
She looked like an elderly woman.
啊，不过大家都非常的有爱心呢。
People showed great love to her.
聚会前呢也帮我妈妈祷告，那聚会完了之后呢也留下来就又帮我妈妈祷告。
Prior to the service, they pray for her and also they pray for her after the service.
所以她就感觉到有那个爱心的关怀。
She sensed to the love of the members.
她觉得说教会的人啊非常的爱心。
She truly felt that the members of the church was full of love.
那么隔了两天呢，就是教会的灵恩布道会了。
Two days later, it was during the spiritual convocation.
连续一个礼拜啊，我妈妈天天晚上、啊、都到教会来。
She continuously to come to the church for 1 week.
主耶稣要拯救一个人。
Since Jesus Christ wanted to save a person,
会让他的心打开。
Would open her heart.
会赏赐给他更大的信心。
And we also strengthen her faith.
啊，所以我母亲就是这样啊，决定要报名受洗。
Finally, my mother decided to receive the water baptism.
就是在到教会之后的第九天呢、啊，她就报名要受洗了。
So on the ninth day after she came to the church, she registered for baptism.
那个时候是冬天呢。
It was actually during winter time.
那我父亲他不答应。
In the beginning, my father refused.
因为他没有听到什么道理啊。
He didn't listen to any sermon.
我母亲说，我一定要报名受洗。
But my mother made a very strong determination that she insisted to be baptized.
可是那是很困难的一件事。
It was actually a very difficult situation.
因为我母亲呢、啊，她在夏天呢、啊，她在夏天的时候，她晚上睡觉哈、啊，要有垫被，还要盖棉被哦，而且是在棉被里头还要会冷得发抖、哦。在夏天是这个样子的。
Even during summertime, when she was going on her bed, there's a thick layer of pad. She also had to cover with thick cotton blanket. Still, she was shivering.
那么到了她要受洗的那个时间呢，是冬天呢。
The time when she was about to be baptized, it was winter.
一个生重病的人，他在冬天还要全身浸到水里头去。
And yet, a person, such a sick person, had to be immersed into the water in such a cold weather.
而且那个水呢，就是嘉义的那个巴掌溪啊，是从阿里山呢 流下来的，那个水很冷啊。
And it's the water in the Jiayi area was actually icy, was icy cold, was ice cold.
好，那么我父亲他一定不答应。
And of course, my father strongly opposed.
那我母亲跟他讲说，这是主耶稣给我的机会。
My mother tried to explain to him that this was the chance and opportunity given by the Lord.
我要把握得住啊。
I have to grasp this opportunity firmly.
为了灵魂得救。
In order for my soul to be saved.
我不盼，没有盼望，我不盼望啊，我不希望说我的身体一定会好起来。
And I didn't expect to be healed physically.
我现在是把握这个灵魂得救的机会。
And this is my only opportunity having my soul saved.
那我父亲他看到妈妈这样的决心。
Since my father noticed that my mother has such a strong determination.
他就勉强答应了。
And he agreed.
那我跟我弟弟还有我母亲三位呢就在那一次受洗。
So my mother, I myself, and my younger brother were all baptized.
那个时间是1962年的冬天。
It was the winter of 1962.
这是我们全家 我们三个哈，我妈妈跟我的弟弟，我们三位受洗的日子。
And that was the time when my mother, myself, and my brother were baptized.
他的决心就是我受洗是要赦罪，灵魂得救。
She made the determination to receive water baptism for the remission of sins, and also to be saved.
结果主耶稣有意外的恩典。
But that was also unexpected blessing and grace.
我母亲她这样做见证。
Once my mother testified,
她说她进到水里头去受洗的时候啊
，during the process of baptism, she was in the water.
她感觉到有一个大的石头压在她的心呢。
She felt like a big rock pressed on her heart.
但是呢，随着那个水就流走了。
But that this big rock flew away with the water.
她从水里起来的时候就很轻松。
When she came out of the water, she was so released.
她本来是要人家把她扶到水里头去的。
He had to help the other people to go to the water.
可是她起来的时候，她是自己走上来的。
When she came out of the water, she could even walk to the shore.
那么她本来不能够下床的。
When she was seriously ill, she couldn't even get up.
她也没办法做家事的。
She couldn't do any chores or domestic work.
但是受洗完之后，她能够下床自己洗澡、洗头、做家事，慢慢的都能够做了。
After the baptism, she could take care of herself, like taking showers and even doing all the chores.
身体就好起来了。
She was recuperating.
那么有一天晚上啊，她在要睡觉之前，
one night, before she went to sleep,
她想说，我一定要求到圣灵。
And she determined that she had to pray for the Holy Spirit.
因为这是得天国基业的凭据啊。
This is the evidence of salvation.
我已经受洗，但是我还没有受圣灵。
And I received water baptism, yet I haven't received the Holy Spirit.
如果主耶稣把圣灵赐给我的话呢，那我一定会身体会好得更快。
If the Lord gave me Holy Spirit, and I will recuperate even faster.
那么他晚上要睡觉之前祷告完了，他就躺着要入睡。
So after the prayer, she was going to sleep.
但是隐约的听到有一个声音呢，对他这么说。
It seems that she heard a voice.
就是催促他要起来祷告。
Try to push her up, try to push her to pray.
他起先想，我已经祷告完了，要睡觉了。
She first thought that I already finished my prayer.
怎么会还有一个声音叫我起来祷告呢？
Why that is a voice try to push me?
但是他就不再想其他的，就真的就爬起来，赶紧跪下去祷告。
Without second thought, she just sat up and prayed again.
真的就在那个刹那之间呢，有一个力量啊，从上面贯穿他整个身体。
So during that moment, there was a power from above that came through her body.
然后他就受圣灵了。
She received the Holy Spirit.
他的灵敏就讲得很流利了。
And utterance in tongue very fluently.
那个是冬天的晚上哦。
It was also one of the evenings during winter time.
祷告的全身都冒汗。
Her entire body perspired.
就这样啊，他身体就好得更快了。
And then she received speedy recovery.
那么一年之后，我们受洗完的一年之后呢，主耶稣又赐给我一个弟弟。
And a year later, she gave birth another child. I have another brother.
我父亲就跟我这个小弟一起受洗。
And my father and my youngest brother were baptized at the same time.
全家就在主的恩典里面。
And my entire family lived in Christ.
那我妈妈她在生病的时候要来受洗啊。
During the time when my mother was about to be baptized,
她也曾经对我的外婆来见证这个道理，要她一起来信主。
She also testified to my maternal grandmother and pursuing her to be baptized.
她是我妈妈，我母亲的亲妈妈哈。
And she was the my maternal grandmother.
所以她在照顾我母亲整个那个病情状况她都很清楚。
Since she took care her own daughter, she knew very well about the condition of my mother.
我外婆那个时候拒绝我母亲，她要信主，信耶稣，你们自己去好了。
So when my mother testified to my grandmother in the beginning, she refused to accept it.
她说她是接受传统的信仰的。
And she was a very traditional Chinese religious believer.
那你是嫁出去的女儿。
You are a daughter married.
你要信什么你随意去，但是你不要回娘家把我拉去呀。 拉去信主，我没有阻挡你就好了，你不要叫我去信耶稣。
And I didn't stop you to believe in any religions, but do not try to convince me.
可是当我母亲她受洗完之后，身体好起来，又生了一个孩子之后，我外婆那个态度就转变了。
However, after my mother's water baptism, she recovered from her disease and gave birth another child. Then the attitude of my grandmother was changed.
她对我母亲说，我看你信耶稣很好，我可不可以跟你一起来信耶稣？
She then told her daughter, it seems that it's very good to believe in Christ. Could I join you?
我母亲说，当然可以啊，我一直为你祷告啊。
And we say, of course, we've been praying for you all these days.
所以我外婆、我外公、我的姨妈跟我的舅舅一起来受洗。
So my grandfather's grandmother and also the uncle's aunt of my mother's side were all baptized.
就这样我们就全家在主的恩典里面了。
And we entire, then our entire family live in the mercy of the Lord.
那这个见证我很熟悉。
Of course, I'm very familiar with this testimony.
因为小的时候，我母亲她常常讲这个见证给我们听。
When I was young, my mother repeatedly testified to us.
那我母亲呢，她没有读什么书啊。
My mother was illiterate.
那感谢主哦，她本来只是会写她自己的名字。
She only knew how to write her name.
可是呢，信主之后呢，主耶稣赐给她智慧啊。
After she was converted, the Lord Jesus gave her wisdom.
她天天呐拿圣经赞美诗啊，参加聚会，她现在都她都可以看呐。那主耶稣教导她的，她说那这是主耶稣教她的。她现在你要跟她讲什么圣经翻开，她都可以看。赞美诗上她每一个字都认识啊，她会唱啊。主耶稣的恩典啊。
The Lord Jesus Christ taught her to read the Bible and to sing the hymns. So now she could recognize the characters in the Bible and also in the hymnal.
但是如果你拿那个报纸的报纸给他看，他说那个我看不懂了，那个我只看懂圣经啊，那个报纸的字我看不懂。
If you if you show her a newspaper, she still couldn't read it. She could only read Bible and sing and sing the hymnal.
因为她从小没有读书。
She was illiterate and uneducated.
所以她每一次讲的都是讲她的见证，她不会讲其他什么白雪公主的故事的、阿里巴巴跟四十大盗的故事，但是她不会讲，她没有看过那些故事书嘛。
And she never studied any of the Oriental or the Occidental legends. She will not be able to tell you any story of Snow White or Sleeping Beauty. But she could testify to you what she experienced.
那在我的印象里面呢，我们读小学的时候，我们三个兄弟哈，都很喜欢趴在妈妈的大腿上面呢，听她讲这个见证。 他在讲，我们就在那边听。
When three of us were in the grade school, we always like to listen to the testimony borne by my mother.
那听到最后，他会掉眼泪，那个眼泪就掉到我们的脸上啊。
She even shed tears and dropped on our face.
然后他就会最后他会做结论，虽然他没有读过书，但是他知道说这个见证讲完之后要讲几句这个结论的话。
She knew that she had to make a conclusion after the testimony.
他就跟我们讲说，有耶稣才有妈妈。
And she said that since that is Lord Jesus Christ and I survive.
因为有耶稣，所以你们这两个，你们大哥跟二哥啊。
It is because of Lord Jesus Christ that your older brothers didn't have to become orphans.
因为有耶稣，所以才这个老三在出生。
It was because it was because of the mercy of Lord Jesus Christ that your youngest brothers was born.
所以你们长大要为主耶稣做圣工。
So when you grow up, you have to serve the Lord.
大概就是讲这些话。
she just repeatedly testifying to us.
那么当时候她我们听了也并没有什么特别感受到说耶稣的爱怎么大哈。
We were not very deeply impressed.
但是后来长大
of Jesus.
长大之后慢慢去想这个见证的过程，我们才会真的内心受到很大的感动。
And after we grew up, we try to recollect this testimony. We finally sense the love of Christ.
所以就像这个诗篇啊。七十八篇所说的
，just like what Psalm 78,
诗篇的七十八篇呢、啊，这里在第四节之后呢，他这样说
，Psalm 78 verse 4，
他说我们不将这些事啊向他们的子孙来隐瞒
，we will not hide them from their children，
要将神的美德和能力跟他奇妙的作为啊，来把将他讲给。这个后代来听
telling to the generation to come the praises of the Lord and his strength and his wonderful works that he has done、
啊、那么第六节说了
verse 6
让他们后代的子孙也可以起来告诉他们的子孙
that the generation to come might know them the children who would be born that they may arise and declare them to their children、
啊、这个信仰、啊、蒙恩的过程、啊、一定要一代传一代
The faith and especially the testimony of grace and mercy should be passed from generation to generation.
让我们后代的子孙每一代都清楚我们蒙受的恩典。
So the new generation always remember and know how we received the grace and the mercy from the Lord.
也让他们一起来过着这个感恩的生活。
So they will be able to live in the life of thanksgiving.
那这个见证啊，我要做几个这个说明啊。
And I would like to elaborate further.
啊，第一个就是，我会常常会想到那一位老姊妹。
And I always remember that elderly sister who introduced my mother to God.
对，就是介绍我母亲来信主，引导我们母亲信主的这位老姊妹呢，我问过我母亲，她叫什么名字？她说她不知道。
Sister of the landlord. When I asked my mother the name of this elderly sister, she didn't know her name.
那后来去问了教会的一些长辈，说不晓得是哪一位。那当时候每一位信徒都很会见证啊。你说哪一位姊妹，我们不晓得啊，到底是哪一位？很多啊，每一位姊妹都很会见证啊，不晓得哪一位。
Later, I went to ask the church. Who was the one that brought my mother to the church? Well, among all the sisters, many of them knew how to testify, so the church couldn't even tell which was the sister.
虽然我们不知道她的名字
we didn't know her name,
但我们知道主耶稣一定纪念她的名字
and we were very sure that the Lord remembered her love.
你到教会去查的名字可能查不到 可能 不晓得是哪一位，可是天上的生命册上一定是记录下来的。
We go to the church and try to trace the name, we may not be able to find her name, yet her name is recorded in heaven.
她不过只不过是整个真耶稣教会发展的过程当中这么多的见证人当中的一个，而且是你已经不知道她叫什么名字。
And she's just only one of the members who testified for him. It's so insignificant.
教会就是需要这么多的人呢、啊。
Still, the church, or the Lord, needs so many people, so many people to testify for him.
甚至也本来去传福音给别人。
And the Lord wanted all these people to preach for him, to testify for him.
我们真耶稣教会1917年建立以来
since the establishment of the True Jesus Church in the year of 1917,
我们看到很多人他的名字挂在我们的历史上
many of the names are recorded in history.
这是他们该尽的本分呢
these are their obligations.
但是有更多的我们不知道名字的那些幕后的无名英雄啊，更重要。
Still, there are many of the members who serve the Lord in secret.
虽然我们不一定
是 don't even know their names,
不一定是当传道、立长职或是教会的负责人，我们只是一般的信徒。 但我们也可以成为圣工上的一个很重要的一个点。
Anyone can serve the Lord and play in a very important role. It doesn't have to be a pastor or other ordained ministers.
我们下个月就要布道会了。
We're going to have the evangelical and spiritual convocation in next month.
在我们生活周围有很多需要福音的人。
There are many people surrounding us that needs the gospel of God.
这位老姊妹，如果她听到了我们家里啊这种绝望的状况
，If this other sister knew about how hopeless my family was，
叹息，然后跟我说：“孩子啊，你们家很可怜呐、啊，我为你们掉了几滴眼泪啊，很可怜呐、啊。如果是这样的话，我们全家能不能得救啊？”
哦。So if this elderly sister just learned about the fate of my family and shed some tears, but taking no action.
我们那个时候最需要的不是人家陪我们一起哭泣，然后说我们是很可怜的，这个对我们这个没有帮助啊。
We didn't want the people to tell us that or try to comfort us that, oh, you are, how pitiful you are.
那个时候我们所需要的就是神的恩典，神的福音临到我们来。
What we actually need.Is the help and the gospel of the Lord.
已经绝望的人，你再多的眼泪只是增加痛苦而已啊。
When a person is in such a bad situation, your tears wouldn't help anything.
是要给他们福音呢、啊。
You have to bring the gospel to them. You have to preach to them.
谁该给他福音
？And who will preach to them?
是那些已经听见福音、信了福音的人呢
？And those who believe in the Christ, those Christians should preach to them.
谁可以给他指引一条得救的道路
？And who will guide them towards the way of salvation?
是那些蒙主的引导走在得救道路上的真耶稣教会的信徒。
The true Jesus Church member who are on the way to salvation.
在我们的生活周围会碰到很多很多需要福音的人。
You may encounter a lot of people who need the gospel, who need the salvation of God.
我们就开口见证。
And we should open our mouth to testify to them.
我们可以想一想，这个老姊妹她会想到说，将来啊，哎，这个孩子，这个现在跟我借，要跟我姐姐借钱的这个孩子，他以后啊信主了，他妈妈的病会好起来，然后他将来长大会现身当传道，他有想到这些吗？这些不是他所想象得到的。
With this elderly sister, think about, oh, after this family believe in the Lord, and the mother will be recovered, and the child will become the full-time minister. No, she never thought about this.
她就是这样，很单纯的。她碰到需要的人，她就讲出来。
And her only purpose is to spread the gospel and to testify.
所以直接见证啊。
She testified directly.
不需要经过很多很多的装饰跟设计啊。
Without going through a lot of plans and scheduling.
该听见福音的人给他福音。
She felt that this person needs the gospel and she would just go ahead and preach.
其余的就是主耶稣的工作了。
Leave the rest in the hands of the Lord.
所以这位老姊妹她留给我们很好的一个榜样、啊、
So this elderly sister serve as a role model
虽然我们不认识的她就是这样爱我们、
We didn't know her We didn't even know her name And she loved us very much
因为主耶稣先爱她了、
Since Jesus Christ loved her first
所以我们应当有这种爱心才对
And we should have also practiced this kind of love
那么我母亲她的见证也告诉我们、
The testimony of my mother
We跟我的弟弟啊，后来没有去孤儿院。
And since my mother was saved by the Lord Jesus Christ, we didn't become orphans.
但是我跟我弟弟到了神学院。
And I and my brother joined the theological seminary in Taiwan.
弟弟今年从神学院毕业了。
And this year, my younger brother also graduated from the theological seminary.
如果不是主耶稣的恩典，我们就要在孤儿院长大。
If without the grace of the Lord, we'll grow up in the orphan home.
因为主的恩典，所以我们不用去孤儿院，那我们应当要到神学院。
It is the grace and mercy of the Lord. We didn't become orphans. We dedicate and offer ourselves to the Lord.And become full-time ministers.
不敢说要报答主的恩典。
We dare not to say that we want to repay the Lord.
因为我们活着就是一个恩典啊。
in our survival has become our survival is the grace and the mercy of the Lord.
我们能够有机会来服侍也是很大的福气。
It is indeed a blessing for us to serve the Lord.
所以我们为主做圣工，其实呢，也就是在领受更多的恩典。
Actually, serving the Lord is to receive more blessings from Him.
我们怎么能够说我来做圣工是报答主的恩典？我们还是在继续在领受的。
How can we say that we repay the Lord since we also receive the blessing from Him?
所以恩典是报答不完的。
And we can never repay the Lord.
我们是不断的领受更多的恩典。
We just keep on receiving more blessings from Him.
那么我们想起的主耶稣在圣经所对我们谈到的一些应许。
We remember the promises given by the Lord in the Bible.
我们请看约翰福音第十四章。
Let's refer to John chapter 14.
约翰福音第十四章。
John chapter 14.
十四章我们请看第十八节。
Verse 18.
十八节。
Verse 18.
我不撇下你们为孤儿，我必到你们这里来。还有不多的时候，世人不再看见我，你们却看见我，因为我活着，你们也要活着。到那日，你们就真知道我在父里面，你们在我里面，我也在你们里面。
Verse 18, I will not leave you orphans, I will come to you a little while longer, and the world will see me no more. But you will see me because I live, you will live also. 20, and today you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you.
主耶稣对他的门徒应许说，不撇下他们为孤儿。
And the Lord Jesus Christ promised the disciples that he will not leave them orphans.
也就是说将来主再来的时候呢，要把门徒接到天国去。
During the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, he will receive the disciples and bring them to the heavenly kingdom.
我们读到这句话的时候呢，在小弟的身上啊，更加的受用。
And when I read, and I'm deeply oppressed by this verse.
真的主耶稣并没有撇下我们当孤儿。
The Lord Jesus did not leave us orphans.
然后我们有得救的盼望。
We have the hope of salvation.
我们相信呢，将来我们也不是孤儿。
And we believe that even in the end time, we'll never be orphans.
今生今世，因为主耶稣，所以我们是有父有母的。
So during this life, we have parents. It's because of Jesus Christ.
将来我们的灵魂也在宇宙中也不是孤儿。
In after this life, our soul will.Never be orphans.
因为主耶稣要接纳我们的灵魂。
He is going to receive our soul.
这样极大的盼望。
So this is the great hope.
就是我们所持守的。
And this is what we should keep.
也就是我们要向世人所讲述出来的。
We ought to preach to the gospel. We ought to preach to the world.
我们要求主耶稣帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
在我们身边有很多需要福音的人。
There are a lot of people who need the gospel.
我们要听见，我们要看见。
We should look for them.
然后我们就做撒种、浇灌的工作。
And to spread the seeds.
生长都在乎神了。
And it's up to the Lord.
那么主耶稣一定会给我们看见美好的果效。
He will make us to see the good result.
那么今天早上呢，小弟就用这样的见证呢，来跟各位彼此分享。
This concludes my morning's testimony.
我们就把一切荣耀归给主耶稣。
May all the glory be given to the Lord in heaven.